Hi there, and thanks for joining Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. I'm your host on this podcast, Aviv Ben-Yosef. I'm a tech executive consultant, and on this very first episode, I'd like to talk to you about what I call the leadership muscle. Before we dive into that, let me have a quick introduction of myself in case you don't know me. I've been helping tech executives, CDOs, VPs, etc., create autonomous teams and lead with intention. You can read more about that on my website, avivbenyosef.com, and you'll have the URL, of course, in the show notes. Now, for this very first episode, I decided to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and also something that I think you can take away right now and actually get something out of it very quickly. And that's your leadership muscle. When I talk to my clients about it, I say that as leaders, you have to keep using your muscle, exercising that leadership muscle often. Because if you won't, and you all know what happens when you don't exercise a muscle, when you really have to use it because there's an important matter, a pressing matter, something that you have to deal with precisely and promptly, that muscle will get cramps and you won't be able to do it. And that's exactly the same with your leadership. You have to start practicing it and making sure that you're exercising it regularly, or you won't be able to effectively lead when it's most important. What does it mean to exercise your muscle? First of all, I think the very, very most basic example of it would be to take stock. This is your first exercise, all right? So take notes. Take stock of your latest one-on-ones with your direct reports. I don't know what you're calling them. Directors, team leads, whatever. And look back at that and think, do you really provide them with candid, honest feedback about how they can improve? I know many leaders that start that way, but eventually when there's some sort of camaraderie and the distance between you slowly grows shorter, what happens is that you eventually have these one-on-ones maybe to let them vent, which is very important, but the aspect of you mentoring, coaching them, and helping them become better leaders, providing them feedback, and in turn teaching them how to provide feedback to their reports is something that eventually doesn't happen often enough. And when it does, it's quite weak. It's like, oh, that meeting, right? You were a bit angry. Stuff like that. Instead of actually helping them become better, instead of drawing the line where you should about non-proper behavior, about processes not being implemented properly, or about, I don't know, goals not being hit or not being communicated that they won't be made on time, etc. That's the first and very basic use of your muscle. And if you already have a good one-on-one system in place, you should be exercising your muscles quite often. But that's just one aspect of it. Another is something that I rarely see people do nowadays, and that's pretty much the first exercise I do when I start coaching or advising a new CDO, and that's making sure that you have time blocks specifically set aside to do real leadership thinking. All right, you don't need to be a thought leader, but in order to be a leader, you need to do some specific thinking about how you're leading your organization. What I really, really like seeing is having time blocked every week at the minimum. If you can do it every couple of days, that's even better. Start with, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and think just about your organization. All right, take a breath. I don't know, coffee, water, whatever you'd like. Put your phone in a drawer, shut down your computer, have a pen and paper, and just for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, start thinking about how you're going to change your organization for the best. And that means that you need to take a step back and stop worrying about the day-to-day. Too often nowadays, we're just running from one meeting on our calendar to the next one. That's not leading. That's being led by whatever notification pops up on your phone. That's not what you should be doing, at least not full time. What you should be doing is instead of being reactive, be proactive. Take this time block and think. What are your goals? What trends are you noticing in your organization? Are things going for the better or not? Are you having fun? That's the first thing I ask. If not, then why? How can you make sure that your organization is on the right path? What will be your next big thing to make that organization better, to make them a positive, impactful part of the company and not just R&D, the department that's always behind? We have the rare opportunity to empower huge organizations. And with that in mind, that's exactly how you should be addressing your organization and thinking of how you're going to take it a step further. When you come out of these time blocks, hopefully what you'll have is some bigger picture thinking. And this is what in turn goes into your vision, roadmaps, quarterly meetings, whatever. This is going to be hard. It's a bit like meditating, to be frank. And the first few times you're going to do it, it's going to hurt. You're not going to know what you're supposed to be doing, and that's all right. Just make sure that you put in the time and do it, and by slowly exercising that muscle, it will only get stronger and stronger. For example, you'll start thinking ahead, at least one step ahead of your team, right? And that's what a good leader does. You'll have the risks panned out, and you'll have the things people are likely to stumble upon. And then, hopefully, what you'll have are some contingencies, maybe preventative measures, guidelines in place, so that whenever shit hits the fan, you know what to do. For example, people come up to you and say, oh my God, we just had some huge error and we need to restore from backup. If you had the time to think about it prior, you probably already put in place the backup system. Hopefully you made sure that you restore as a test frequently enough for it to be reliable every quarter or so. And then you have your guidelines ready. Or when someone eventually tells you that they're leaving, even if they were a very important part of the company, you already had that in mind. You already had some basic succession planning, all right? We're not talking about the CEO of Wells Fargo here. And yet, you should always be prepared to what your team might end up doing and how things might change so that whenever things happen, you have some options, some guidelines, and not go into crisis mode immediately. All right? If you go into crisis mode every week, you're not leading. You're just someone there. And when we go into this flight or fight mode, we're missing on what we could be doing. If you had the preparations done, you will be able to do so much more, and the team itself will be able to think ahead as well and become autonomous, which is something that we'll discuss in later episodes. That's it for this very first episode. Thank you so much for joining, and I really appreciate your feedback and input. You can find my email listed on the show notes. To sum up, exercise your muscle, and you can start right this week by making sure that in the next one-on-ones, you provide real, honest feedback, even if it's harsh, and making sure that you set aside 20, 30 minutes to do some real thinking with your phone aside, all right? No checking Facebook, but at least 30 minutes. Thank you, and subscribe.